Do you understand productivity in the right way? We're going to look at a new understanding of how to get things done, and beyond that, what it even means to get things done. The things that we will see are supported by the best research and the scriptures, but many of them may be new to you. To give you a feel for this right from the start, let's begin by busting 10 myths about what it means to get things done. Myth 1, productivity is about getting more done faster. When most people think of productivity, they think of efficiency, getting more things done faster. While efficiency is important, it is actually secondary. More important than efficiency is effectiveness, getting the right things done. Efficiency doesn't matter if you're doing the wrong things in the first place. Myth number 2, the way to be productive is to have the right techniques and tools. Using great tools and the most helpful techniques is a lot of fun, but like efficiency, it is secondary. We are going to learn the most helpful methods that are out there for improving your productivity, and I hope to point you to some pretty cool tools. But one of the central tenets of this book is that the foundation of effectiveness is not first techniques and tools, but rather character. Effectiveness is a function of two things, character and competence, not competence alone. The only way to truly make the best decisions is to first be the right kind of person, which is exactly what 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8 shows us. Myth number 3, it is not essential to give consideration to what God has to say about productivity. Now, I don't want to imply that you have to be a Christian to get things done or to write on how to get things done. Much of this is in the realm of common grace, and we have a lot that we can learn from people of all perspectives. The problem is if we stop there. For example, we often go about our planning as if it was just like any other activity. But the scriptures teach that to make plans without acknowledging God is not just wrong, it's arrogant. That's James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. There are very significant things that we miss if we do not give serious consideration to what God has to say on these matters. Myth number 4, it is not essential to make the gospel central in our view of productivity. The way to become productive is not, first of all, to try harder, even if the focus of our efforts is the development of our character. The true power behind our productivity comes from realizing that through faith in the gospel, we are accepted by God in Christ apart from what we do. This puts the wind in our sails and unleashes the power of the Spirit in our lives. That's Galatians 3:5. Myth number 5, the way to be productive is to tightly manage yourself and others. Sometimes we have the notion that people who care about getting things done need to be ultra-organized, rigidly scheduled, and inflexible. The proverbial time nut. That is not what we are calling for, and that is not actually what makes you productive. To be too controlled is actually to be out of control. You are actually